Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, Song, Scripture, and My Thoughts. Today is August 24th, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Who You Say I Am by Hillsong Worship. And I have been recommending that my listeners pause here and go look up the song with lyrics and listen to the song, listen to the message of the song, and sing to God's ears, and then come back and listen to the message. It's up to you, but that should get you in the correct mindset for the message. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10, 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, 2 Chronicles, chapter 19, verse 7, Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 3, Psalm, chapter 33, verse 18, and we will end with John, chapter 8, verse 36. And although that sounds like many, many scriptures, they are only one verse each. I am titling today's message, For the Eyes of the Lord Run to and Fro. I want to start out with a prayer. This prayer has been heavily on my mind. And of course, I just asked God prior to coming on that He use me mightily, that He fill me with His Spirit, and that He speaks through me in these messages. Because, geez, guys, I don't know what to say. It has to be Him. It has to be His message. That's why I always give Him all the glory. I read His word and I interpret as He allows me to interpret. There are many mysteries of the Holy Bible that we will never know, or perhaps as He unlocks the mysteries to me, I will reveal them to you. And it is the same for anybody that reads His holy word, because His holy word is a living book. And each time our eyes are fixed on His word, He sees that we want to get to know Him more, and He opens our ears more to His word. And that's why I am glad that I'm speaking to whoever's listening right now, that you are tuning in to these messages, that you're hearing His word, because His word does not come back void. And just the very thought that you're tuning in, you should rest assured that the God of ages is pulling you closer to Him. He wants you to follow Him fully. It's not by chance that you're stumbling onto this podcast. So here is our prayer. Let's pray it together. Dear Father, there has always been so many problems in the world. We are thankful for the continued promises in Your word, such as in 2 Chronicles, which we will be reading today. For the eyes of the Lord do run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and You show Yourself strong on behalf of us in which our heart is loyal to You. We thank You for being our protector. We thank You for searching for us and calling us by name. We thank You for rescuing us and for strengthening us to withstand the wiles of the evil one. Thank You for teaching us Your ways. We all want to know You, Lord God, more and more each day. There's a place for us in Your kingdom. Thank You. Your promise of setting us free from bondage. Once we fully and wholeheartedly accept your Son as Lord and Savior of our lives, it is so freeing. It's overwhelming. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep drawing us closer. Keep drawing us closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And that's what he's doing. He's drawing us closer to him. And he rescues us. He rescues us. We may think that we could never be redeemable because we've done so much wrong. But he is redeeming you day by day. Because like I said, it's that easy to just accept him wholeheartedly in your heart. To really mean that prayer and dedication. To confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And believe it in your heart that he resurrected. And that he will come again in his Father's glory to judge the living and the dead. The last podcast, I talked about the day of the Lord. It was pretty intense. My theology, as the Lord has opened up my ears to understand, some do not agree. Some do not agree that there is this trump that sounds off and God plucks us from this earth and we join him up in the cloud with those that have died in Christ. Some believe that everyone that's left on the earth goes through the hard times from the Antichrist. And then after it's all done and we've made a decision whether to follow the Antichrist or to follow Jesus Christ. And I had said that it's a forced decision at that point. Either you take the mark of the beast and get your food, water, medication, access to go places, whatever, you know, the Antichrist is going to withhold everything from anybody that won't denounce Jesus at that time. So, and those that hold strong to the end, when Jesus Christ comes back, he then judges the living and the dead. But I will go on into scripture later on after today's podcast because it was really heavy on my heart to talk about how the Lord's eyes go to and fro. And I am in the book of Second Chronicles, and when I see scripture that pops out, I want to share it with you guys. So at another time, I'll go on and continue with the day of the Lord and read more scripture in regards to his second coming, because there is much more scripture on that in Matthew 24, for instance, and in the book of Revelation and in the book of Daniel. So there's a lot of little hidden gems in the Bible that you have to read all of it. And again, there are many mysteries. There are many mysteries. I do know for a fact that trumpet will sound off one day. I do know that is going to happen. I don't know when, and to me, I don't care because I'm ready. And that's how I want to get everybody that's listening to these messages to be as ready and confident as I am, that no matter what no matter the day, hour, whatever, we will live with God in eternity. So this message isn't going to be too long. Let's get into Proverbs. And I know I've spread out Proverbs into two different areas. And I did that for a reason. So go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, which reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Pause. And I've mentioned in the last couple of podcasts, I believe, that I always say the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, according to the proverb here in chapter 9, verse 10. And it really is. And it's not, oh, I'm trembling in a corner and I'm fearing the Lord. No, the fear of the Lord is just having the wisdom to know what he wants and doesn't want. It's knowledge. It's knowledge in your headspace of the right direction. And it's, as it says, and the knowledge of the Holy One. And who's the Holy One? God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is understanding. The fear of the Lord is understanding what God wants, who God is. And again, the mere fact that you're listening is you have a hunger. You have a hunger to know who God is. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles verse 16, verse 9. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." Pause. Can you imagine? The eyes of the Lord do run to and fro. We also have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us, for those that have accepted the Lord and Savior as their Lord, submit to him fully. We have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, and his eyes see through our eyes. But he's the Spirit of God, and he's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's not just in our hearts solely. He's in our hearts, but his eyes run to and fro everywhere and see everything. And he himself, on behalf of us, whose heart is loyal to him, loyal. Underline that word, loyal. Be loyal to him, and he'll be loyal to you. He shows himself strong on our behalf. He protects us. He might not protect us from getting some ailment, some disease. You know, he allows for things so we can strengthen ourselves to better know him. But you can guarantee that if our hearts are wholeheartedly with him and we are loyal to him, he is protecting us from the wiles of the devil, the schemes that the devil keeps trying to shoot a dart into our hearts and mess with us. But we take up the shield of faith that protects us. Read about the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. powerful armor that we need to put on every single day. But yes, his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's just seeing. He's seeing who's loyal, who's not loyal. And in order to grasp that, you got to go back to that proverb where the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. So turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7. It says this, "Now therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care to do it. For there is no inequity with the Lord our God, no partiality, nor taking of bribes." Pause. Let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Once you let the fear of the Lord be upon you, and he even says, take care to do it. Take care to do it. It's not necessarily a threat, but it kind of is. Take care to do it. This is real. He is real. This is a real spiritual battle, and we have to have him fighting our battles. So we have to be loyal to him. We cannot be wishy-washy in our thinking. There's another scripture where King Jehoshaphat, I believe it's pronounced Jehoshaphat, he gets in trouble because he goes and aligns himself with some other king without seeking the Lord. And the Lord basically tells him, are you wanting to side with the wicked? The wicked? And then just not... You made a decision to side with the wicked and the wicked ways and not with me and my ways in this thing that King Jehoshaphat did. So we can't at all please God if we're siding with the world and all of the shenanigans of what they are claiming is not a sin when it is a sin. And by wicked people, what I'm saying here is those that don't believe in our God. And I believe the verse states they're wicked people, they don't believe in me. And here you went to go and make a deal with them, King Jehoshaphat. He made a bad decision there. I'll have to find that verse for next time where he says that to him. But let me go on. Didn't mean to get sidetracked there, but we really cannot side with the wickedness of people, with the people that don't believe in God, our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which he is the true God. We just cannot and should not ever. We can try to help people, because there are many, many in a false religion or atheism that are ripe for the harvest, and the workers are few, God says. That's why we cannot keep the word of God to ourselves. We have to share it with the world. But do it in a way that is kind, because nobody wants to... Nobody will want to hear about our God if we're not kind about it. You need to always fight your battle with God's word. He is the sword. The sword of the Spirit is the living word of God. That's how you fight your every battles. Your every battle that comes up with somebody of a different religion. So let's go to back to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3 says this, The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Pause. The eyes of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, they are everywhere, not only on the ones that are following and are loyal to him, but the ones that are not following and are not loyal to him, and the ones that are evil. His eyes are everywhere. He is seeing everything. He's keeping watch. Most of the world doesn't care. Go over to Psalm 33, verse 18. It says this: Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. I love that verse because I know that the eye of the Lord is on me because I fear him. He has unlocked wisdom in my life to know who he is. And I want to be with him. I want to be with him. I want to follow him. I want to have his back. I want to always, always try to have anybody and everybody that I can think of to follow him as I do. Because our hope is in his mercy. People who don't have this hope, can you imagine being hopeless? No. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. Now we've got one more. Go over to Book of John, chapter 8, verse 36 says this: Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Pause. Hope you listen to the song again. When the Son sets us free, when we've made that wholehearted commitment and are loyal to our Lord, again, we're going to stumble and fall. We're going to stumble and fall. And he knows it. That's why he went to the cross for us. But those that are loyal to him and wholeheartedly are following him, he sets us free. Free from bondage. Free from what we did in the past. Free from our stumbling today. Free from anything we're going to do in the future. Why? Because we are wholeheartedly believers in him. That's why. And when the Son sets, when the Son says, the Son of God says, that he has set us free, we are free indeed. We don't have to worry anymore about past mistakes, current mistakes, or future mistakes. Don't you want to be free? Free indeed. Jesus Christ offers salvation to anyone who will receive him as their Lord and Savior. So if you're out there and your religion is something else, or you're an atheist, his salvation is for you and you and you. You just have to accept it. Full-hearted, wholehearted, however you want to say it. But I'll continue to say it has to be a full commitment from you in order for God to be committed, fully committed to you.
It's a relationship between a person and a Savior. I hope you stick with me. I'm going to keep trying to encourage everybody and anybody that will listen, because I want to just preach and teach the God of ages to you. As I have learned it, I will teach you. Some of my thoughts lately have been more or less reflecting on this podcast, because I don't ever want anything to come out of my mouth to be incorrect. So I ask Jesus, if this message isn't accurate, isn't edifying to someone, then don't let it go forth. I have an opportunity to reach the lost, to help the Lord. It's the Great Commission. He asks us all to do it. If you're learning from me, teach someone else. I just let all of our hope be in the Lord. Give him your heart, and he will give you his. He will send his Holy Spirit to indwell in you. And then you just remember that you nailed your old self to the cross, and do everything that you can to keep that old identity nailed to the cross. But remember that now you have a new identity, if you've made that full commitment, you know. And the Holy Spirit will help you. But if you have to end up on your knees every single day repenting, that's why he says his eyes go to and fro. He sees you right where you're at. He sees you right where you're at, and he's going to help you right where you are at. On this podcast, I'm not going to claim to know everything. I will always continue to put forth a message as the Lord prompts me. He will come one day, I believe, to rapture his church. The ones that were loyal to him. The ones that are loyal to him. He sees you on your knees. He hears you weeping. He knows that you're repenting. He knows you're trying. And you know why he knows? Because you've fully accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives in you. And that's why you're repenting as you do. So don't worry about messing up today. Don't worry about it. If you're in tears, you are certainly on the right track. Much love to all. All the glory to God. All the glory to God. Until next time. Bye.